Hey, I'm Nora Virginia, and this is the Glow Up to Blow Up podcast. I'm obsessed with providing you all the tools and strategy that you need to transform your inner world so you can truly live the life of your dreams. It wasn't long ago that I found myself 8 years into climbing the corporate ladder and realized I just wasn't happy. I quit my finance career, and now I run a thriving coaching business where I get to teach others how to do the same. In this show, you'll learn how to shift your mindset, heal the things that hold you back, and take action bigger than ever before. Now, it's time to glow up so you can finally blow up in the way that you know that you were always meant to.
What's up, you guys? Welcome back to the podcast and welcome back to Glow the Fuck Up Fridays. Today, we are going to be talking about how you only need 17 seconds to manifest. So I'm going to be walking you through Abraham Hicks's 17-second principle, I think is what you would call it. And this is something that we actually talked about over in Summer of Abundance this week in one of our daily trainings. And I was like, you know what? I really like this one and I definitely want to bring it to the podcast because I think that sometimes you hear something like this. I know that when I first heard this, I was like, I'm kind of calling bullshit on this. And why that is because what the 17-second rule says is that it only takes 17 seconds to get into the frequency of your manifestation. And I'm like, there's no way. Like, I can't sit down and visualize and close my eyes and like immediately, you know, tap in 17 seconds. That we all know that sometimes it takes longer to really do something like that. So what I want to talk through with you guys today is like what this principle really means and how I've started to apply it and why now I do believe that, like, yes, it actually only takes 17 seconds to tap into the frequency of the thing that you desire. So the first place that I want to start with you guys is whenever you're manifesting something, I know that this isn't like, you know, necessarily groundbreaking news, but like many other things in this space, I think that it's something that people understand, you know, conceptually, but are we all practicing it all of the time? Like, I don't know. So whenever you want something tangible in life or say you're trying to manifest something, you always really want to think about like, why do I want that thing? And like, what am I really seeking basically? Like, what is the feeling or the emotion behind that tangible specific thing that I am manifesting? And now where most people go wrong with this is they actually respond from their head. They respond from their mind. So I do this all the time where I'm like, okay, like, you know, I might ask someone that says that they really are desiring like, a 100K a year in their business or a new house or to, you know, manifest the partner of their dreams. And it's like, okay, well, how do you think that's going to make you feel? And they immediately respond and they're like, oh, confident or, you know, abundant or whatever it may be. They respond from their mind. And the thing is that a lot of the times what we're seeking is actually different from what our mind believes that we're seeking. So if you were to really, really do this exercise around the things that you find that you're really wanting in life right now, and you were to really close your eyes and tune in, let's just play with money, for instance. If you were to really, you know, tune in and ask yourself, like, why do I want more money? Again, a lot of people say, oh, it's because I want to feel abundant and expansive. And then what happens, I know that this has happened to me specifically in the past when I did a lot of money mindset work a couple years ago, was I closed my eyes and I had like the biggest like breakthrough of like, holy shit, like the feeling that I'm actually seeking is not abundance or, you know, expansiveness or lightness or even happiness. It was relief, the feeling of relief. Like what I got when I, you know, when I really tuned into like, okay, how is this money going to make me feel? It was like I could finally breathe. It was like a weight was lifted off of my shoulders. It was like relief, basically. It was like the like, where you like, you drop your shoulders and it's like, oh my God, I can stop like worrying. I can release the grip, right? That is an entirely different emotion than the emotion or, you know, feeling abundant. Sometimes I'm like, what does abundance really even mean? What does it feel like? You know, and it feels so actually like from the mind a lot of the times when we say that. So you can really do this with whatever you're manifesting. Again, and we talked about this in Summer of Abundance the other day. Another example that I had given them was a lot of the times people want to be, you know, booked out in their one-on-one or they want these massive groups and they're like, because I think it's, you know, it's going to make me feel confident. And then when they tune into it, it's not actually, the feeling is not actually confidence. The feeling deep, 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 deep comes back to like impact and service and purpose, you know? And a lot of the things that we aren't necessarily thinking on the surface level. So the cool thing about this is we're all seeking these emotions and feelings that we've already felt before. Because if you can conceptually think about the emotion of like, oh, I want to feel grateful, or I want to feel confident, or whatever your emotion ends up being, a lot of times people feel discouraged. It's like, oh, like I've never felt that emotion. But like your superpower is that you've already actually felt that emotion and that feeling, and you've already been in that frequency essentially. Otherwise, you wouldn't know what that frequency looks like, feels like, you know, like you wouldn't be able to like respond with like, oh, it's this frequency, if you had never been in it. So why this matters is because when we think about the 17-second rule from Abraham Hicks, a lot of the times what people will do is they will say, okay, I, you know, want to manifest a six-figure business and, you know, I want to feel confident and abundant or something like that, or expansive or whatever it is, right? And they sit down and then they try to tap in 17 seconds. And how they do that is they try to visualize themselves having the six-figure year and feeling all of the emotions that they expect for it to come with it. And why it's like 17 seconds isn't that long, right? So why this does not work for most people, like 17 seconds is so short, why that does not work for most people is because they're not trying to get into the frequency in that moment necessarily. They're actually trying to rewire their beliefs and their mindset around it, right? Like, so there's a difference. When I say get into the frequency of it, I mean like really get into the frequency, get into the emotions, the feelings of already having it. I'm not saying that you actually have to, you know, visualize the thing happening and get your belief behind it and then feel the emotions. And that's what most people are doing. I'm not saying that visualization work is not important at all in that way, because let's be real, I do it all the time and I think it's extremely important. But when we're talking about like the 17-second rule and like really quick things, there's actually a shortcut that we can take. Because again, in that moment when you're sitting down and you're visualizing yourself, you know, creating the six-figure business, the reason why it's not taking 17 seconds is because we all know that it takes months and months and months to rewire a belief, to form a new neural pathway in your brain. That takes months. And we're trying to do it in a single visualization session, you know? Okay, so what I want you guys to practice instead is going back to what I mentioned of you've already felt this at some point in your life. You've already felt, you know, the emotion, or you've been in the frequency before. When you sit down and close your eyes, I want you to ask yourself, okay, if my word or my emotion was like gratitude or bliss, it's like, when was like the last experience I had that like I felt such fucking bliss? Or like, when was the, you know, a time when I felt so confident in what I was doing? And then I want you to actually take yourself back to that experience or that event. And that's going to be the thing that you want to sit with for 17 seconds. And why that's so easy and why it's so quick is because you've already lived it. You don't have to get your mind on board. You don't have to convince your brain, right? There's no rewiring happening in your mind, because how your mind works is like it trusts the past, right? It trusts proof, the tangible, right? Looks for the concrete. You already have that. So how easy is it then for you to close your eyes and visualize that last time that you felt like on fire confident? And then within 17 seconds, you go back to that experience and you start to generate that same feeling within your body. And that's how you put yourself into the frequency of your desires in 17 seconds. Okay, so that is the 17-second rule, whatever we want to call it, principle, that I want you guys to play with. And it's quite effective, because we know that manifestation is so much more than just like law of attraction and like attracts like. But what we do know is that you are a walking manifestation. So how you feel is what you manifest. It's like, it doesn't actually matter if you sit down in your morning practice once a day and you do a visualization and you feel so good coming out of your journaling and your breath work and your meditation, And then the rest of the day, you're completely spiraling and you're anxious and you're stressed. Your morning practice likely isn't doing much from a manifestation standpoint. You know, you're manifesting. This is what I think that people forget sometimes is you're actually manifesting in every single moment of every single day. It's not like you turn on like, oh, I'm manifesting right now and I'm not manifesting right now. You know, when I was in San Diego a few weeks ago, one of my friends asked me, she's like, oh, are you still doing like a lot of like manifesting, like in my own personal practice? And I'm like, we're all manifesting 24/7. You know, like whether I'm sitting down or not, I know that I'm manifesting. So I actually put more priority on what happens outside of my morning practice because that's the majority of my day. So I know that how I feel is what I'm attracting into my life. So why I bring this up is because I want to take this a step further than just you sitting down for 17 seconds and feeling it. I want you to think about how can I actually hold this emotion longer throughout the day. I often call this like emotional embodiment where, again, you want to go back to like the emotion or the feeling that's behind the thing that you're manifesting, right? Like, what do you really want beyond that? And again, reminder that like there's people that manifest these amazing things from their ego and then they wake up and they're like, oh, I got promoted. I climbed the ladder. I made all this money and it didn't feel the way I thought it would feel. And that's what I'm talking about. And it's because they didn't pay attention to the emotion. So when you have the emotion, how do you carry this more throughout your day? I want you to ask yourself, and if you can right now or after this, like grab your journal and with whatever your emotion is, say it is the emotion of relief with money. It's like, well, okay, how can you feel more relief throughout your day? Is it feeling, maybe you're someone that's usually really stressed with like time and your schedule. And maybe you practice feeling relief in those moments because every single day you tense up with your to-do list. And you get to take a deep breath and drop your shoulders and feel relief. And by doing that, you are now attracting more things into your life that make you feel relieved, i.e. the money that you're trying to manifest. Or maybe you're the person that realized that you don't want to just book out your one-on-one to feel confident. You want to book out your one-on-one because you're actually just craving like serving people and being in purpose. And with that, what I would say back to you is maybe you journal. How do I feel more in purpose every single moment of the day? And maybe how you do that is you actually become so present on your client calls that you're like, this is the best fucking thing in the world. And you're like literally so in your heart. There's a difference between just like hopping on a call and coaching someone. I'm not saying you're not in service then, but there's a difference between hopping on a call and coaching someone and not really like tapping into and amplifying the feeling. And there's a difference between hopping on that call and pausing and like really getting into your heart. Like, is this actually my job? Do I actually get to help this person in that way? Like, this is so fucking awesome. Like, oh my God, let me just recognize the aha moment that I just saw in that person's face. Like, do you feel how that amplifies the emotion differently? This is all about like, it's the right word's not like romanticizing, but we can all do a better job at like amplifying how we're feeling. You know, it's like, it's not that we don't feel happy every day. It's that like, why don't we just tap into like, how can I like literally like allow myself to even like feel more happiness and express that? Express it is the word that I want to say. You know, it's not that you're not grateful right now, but it's like, well, how do you let yourself like express more gratitude in every single moment, soak up in the gratitude, right? So that you don't have to pause and think about what am I grateful today? You actually are just like living gratitude. And if you're living gratitude, you guys know what I'm gonna say, you're gonna attract things that you are so grateful for. Because even what I really believe with manifestation is like, if you're not celebrating what you have, if you're not grateful for what you have, that's going to be the biggest block to calling in something that you think you're going to be grateful for. It really does start with learning how to feel that way right now. And, you know, this is kind of on a separate note, but when we get really obsessive and attached to like the things that we're manifesting and we're watching the pot boil and we're like, why isn't it here yet? What I would say back is then there's something missing, or you believe that there's something missing from your life. Because otherwise you wouldn't be so concerned with trying to source something outside, like something extra, you know? So this really just does come back to contentment, fulfillment, gratitude for what we have as well. Alrighty, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode today. If you did, make sure to screenshot it, share it to your stories on social, tag me. I always very much appreciate that. And if you haven't rated and reviewed the podcast, it helps us so much. It literally means the world to me. So please go ahead and do that wherever you might be listening, whether it's Spotify. I think Spotify, you can just rate, and then Apple Podcasts, you can rate and review. So just a couple sentences will do. What was your favorite part of this episode? And I hope that I'm not feeling very well today. I don't know if you can hear it in my voice. It feels like, you know, when you're like sick in your ears, or like I like can barely hear myself speak. So anyways, if I sound weird in this episode, that's why. Happy Friday, you guys, if you're listening to this on the release date. If not, then just happy day in general. And we will see you guys next week.
Hey, did you love the show? It would mean the world to me if you could take 3 minutes to rate the podcast and write a quick review. This helps me get the message to even more people who really need it. Don't forget to connect with me on social at I Am Nora Virginia and let me know your favorite part of the episode. See you soon.